This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In Arizona, wildlife managers have started a program which collects certain items like tortoise shells to distribute them to tribes for ceremonial and cultural use. Ryan Heinches has more.
The Arizona Game and Fish Department for decades has passed on claws, horns, and animal hides to tribes, but this is the first time it's been formalized. The agency's new repository program allows tribes to request certain items, and if wildlife officers come across, say, a deer pelt with antlers or a badger carcass in the field, the parts are collected and stored in freezers located around the state. John Cooley is the agency's endangered species coordinator and leads the program.
Some tribes don't have wildlife species on their lands anymore, but those species that they had previously had access to are ingrained in their cultural traditions and their ceremonial uses.
Cooley says the repository is open to all southwestern tribes, but those located in Arizona have priority. So far, the Hopi, Navajo, and Dacoma Pueblo have received items. He also stresses that game and fish agents voluntarily collect the items and don't kill wild animals under the program. The agency has left birds out of the Arizona repository, however, to avoid overlapping with a non-eagle program located in Phoenix. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service also operates the National Eagle Repository, which distributes feathers and other parts to members of federally recognized tribes. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
A new healing center for people impacted by missing and murdered Indigenous women is open in Rapid City, South Dakota. The space is the first of its kind to allow people to meditate and remember loved ones. China Lockett reports.
Lily Mendoza is a co-founder of the Red Ribbon Skirt Society. That's a group in the Black Hills that helps educate the community on missing and murdered Indigenous women and Two-Spirited, or LGBTQIA people.
You know, the numbers are out there, close to 5,000 documented cases, 70 here in South Dakota, and rising. And I think it's just now that we've been paying attention to that crisis, that's where that comes from, is the need for us to look at ways that we can stop that.
Mendoza sits in an armchair in the corner of a small room at the Racing Magpie Art Gallery. The walls are decorated with red dresses from a recent art installation called the Why Campaign to draw attention to the missing community members. Each dress is handmade and have cloth tags attached with the names of local victims. Mendoza says this space is permanent.
What we noticed when we did our event there is that people were really looking for a place to go and share their stories and a place to heal and to grieve through the process of lost ones. Even family and community members going amongst the dresses on the grounds. I would get posts on my Facebook that they'd gone there to even just start out their day, you know, to go there and pray and to heal.
There are two chairs in the dimly lit room and artwork surrounding the space. Mendoza says it's created for meditation, remembrance, and prayer.
People can bring items, they can bring pictures, they can bring sage, they can bring sweetgrass, flowers, whatever they would like to bring and put them on the altar.
Mendoza says it's free to the public. The space is open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 4:30, but the hours increase in the summer. For National Native News, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.
Congresswoman Deb Haaland is addressing missing and murdered Indigenous women in the Violence Against Women Act reauthorization. Amendments she added this week provide services to urban areas and expand information sharing. The House is debating the bill. A number of Democrats are hoping for its passage on Thursday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on 37 tribal colleges and universities at aihec.org. Support by Travoy, seeking current Haskell Indian Nations University students for a summer internship in Kansas City, Missouri, in partnership with TEPA. Application deadline is April 23rd at travois.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.